感谢神，我们今天在这个特别的日子，我们一起来到神的圣殿当中。
Praise be to God on this special day, we come into God's temple.
啊，我们在今天这个特别的日子，我们来纪念主耶稣基督的降生。
On this special day, we remember the birth of Jesus Christ.
好，我们一起来先读一处经文，是在路加福音第二章第八节到第十四节。
Let's start with scripture reading. We will read Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 14.
好，我们大家可以看到这个大屏幕，我们一起来读路加福音二章第八节到第十一节。
You can follow the PowerPoint.
路加福音二章八节起，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着根刺看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。感谢神，我们经文就读到这里。
Praise God, that concludes our scripture reading.
我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
We thank you that you've given us your only begotten Son, the God incarnate.
来寻找拯救我们这些犯罪堕落失丧的人。
To look for the sinners who are lost.
担负我们的罪，代替我们被钉在十字架上。
He bore our sin and was crucified on the cross in our place.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
He's dead, buried, and on the third day,He was raised again.
感谢我们的父神赐给我们的宝贵的信心，让我们靠着这信心就不再被定为罪人。
We thank you, Father, for giving us the precious faith by which we are no longer considered sinners.
我们乃是成为新造的人，有永生的盼望。
We've become a new creation with eternal hope.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我们刚才我们教会的诗班给我们带来非常优美的这个圣诞节的赞美诗歌。
We just heard the beautiful choir presentation.
那么在我们刚才所读的圣经经文当中这里出现我们人类历史上第一首赞美主耶稣降生的圣诞歌。
From the scripture we just read, there's the first praise for the first Christmas.
那么这第一首赞美主耶稣降生的圣诞诗歌不是由人的口唱出来的。
The first praise was not sung by human mouth.
是谁唱出来的呢？
Who sung the first praise?
是天使唱出来的。我们会看见天使告诉在旷野的牧羊人有救主基督会降生。
It's sung by angels, and those angels told the shepherds in the field that Jesus Christ was born.
然后这是大好的信息，是关乎万民的。
And it's a good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
然后我们看到十三节这里说，忽然，就是很忽然，突然的。天使开始唱歌了。
In verse 13, it says suddenly, so everything happened all of a sudden.
天使唱，在至高之处荣耀归给神。
The angels sang, glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人，就是神所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace to man on whom his favor rests.
我们 看见在旧约圣经当中有很多很多的经文是把荣耀归给神，归给上帝。
We could see many, many verses from the Old Testament that give glory to God.
那么在旧约的圣经当中啊，我简单举几个例子。当上帝带领以色列人过红海，然后把埃及那些追杀以色列人的军兵全部在红海里淹死的时候。
And for example, in the Old Testament, when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, and he struck down, all Pharaoh's armies in the Red Sea.
在那个时候，以色列人他们是跳舞打鼓，他们要赞美神，他们要归荣耀给神。
At that time, all the Israelites danced for joy, and they beat the drums, they gave all glory to God.
啊，他们说要歌颂啊，上帝歌颂耶和华，因他大大战胜，将马和骑马的投在海中。出埃及记十五章二十一节。
In Exodus 15:21, they said, "Sing to the Lord, for He is highly exalted. The horse and its rider He has hurled into the sea."
当上帝将以色列人从埃及为奴之地带到迦南美地的时候，上帝在迦南地赐给以色列人一切的美物。这时候，摩西要求以色列人要赞美上帝，归荣耀给上帝。
When God led Israelites out of slavery in Egypt into the promised land Canaan, and at the time Moses instructed the Israelites, you need to give all glory to God.
摩西对他们说，你们吃的饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你了。
Moses said to the Israelites, when you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you.
啊，当先知看到上帝创造的大能，上帝治理全地的大能，上帝也供应一切啊这地上万物的需要的大能，当世人看见上帝也审判罪人的大能的时候。
And when the prophets saw God's power in creating the world, sustaining the world, and judge the world,
诗人这时候就称颂上帝，将荣耀归给神。在诗篇104篇35节，诗人这样说，愿罪人从世上消灭，愿恶人归于无有，我的心哪，要称颂耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。
They praise God in Psalm 104:35, But may sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, O my soul, praise the Lord.
那么在这一次我们刚才所读的经文当中，一开始所读的经文当中，当主耶稣基督降生的时候，这时候是我们看到圣经说，突然，忽然，天使开始歌唱，天使开始来赞美上帝，归荣耀给上帝。
And from today's scripture, when Jesus was born, all the angels started to sing and gave glory to God.
那么这一次是不是啊，上帝把那些统治以色列人的罗马侵略者赶走，就像上帝把埃及法老的军队丢在红海里一样呢？是不是发生了这样的事情？
This time, did God overthrow the Roman soldiers just like he hurled all the Israelite armies into the Red Sea?Did it happen?
那么我们知道，在旧约的时候，当上帝把埃及的法老的军队丢到红海里，这时候以色列人就欢呼，就归荣耀给上帝，说：“上帝啊，你打败了我们的敌人，我们归荣耀给你。”
We all know in the Old Testament, when God hurled the Egyptian armies into the Red Sea, all the Israelites danced for joy and gave glory to God.
但是我们知道，在那一天晚上，上帝没有把压迫以色列人的罗马人赶走，没有把以色列人的仇敌罗马人打败，没有，没有发生这件事情。
Yet on the night Jesus was born, God didn't drive out the Romans, and he didn't overthrow the Roman regime.
我们看见在旧约的时候，当上帝带领以色列人进入迦南美地，上帝啊给他们各种饱足啊一切的美物，这时候摩西让以色列人赞美上帝啊。
In the Old Testament, when God led Israelites into the promised land, Canaan, and God provided for them in abundance, and at the time Moses led the Israelites and in praising God.
但是在那一天晚上，当耶稣降生的时候， 我们没有看见上帝给以色列人赐下什么啊、丰富的食物啊，丰富的啊、这个财富啊，没有看到。牧羊人还是在那寒冷的夜晚，还是在那冰冷的夜晚，他没有，上帝好像没有赐给他们什么。
Yet on the night when Jesus was born, God didn't provide abundance to the Israelites, nor food, nor wealth. And those shepherds were still in the field. They were still cold.
哦，在旧约的时候，无数的经文啊，当上帝显现他的大能，他创造的大能，他供应的大能，特别是显现他审判的大能的时候，这时候人们将荣耀归给上帝。
In the Old Testament, there are many, many verses demonstrating God's power in creating the world, in sustaining the world, in judging the world. And people worship God and give thanks to God for His power.
但是在那天晚上，这些大能都没有看见，上帝没有审判任何罪人，上帝没有彰显任何神迹，地动山摇，天崩地裂，没有。
Yet on that night, God didn't demonstrate His power. He didn't perform any miracles. So there are no great signs.
所以我们要思想，天使在那天晚上，他们归荣耀给上帝是为了什么呢？他们看见了什么要归荣耀给上帝？
So we have to think, why did the angels give glory to God on that night? Why did the angels praise God?
我们大家也可以思想一下，我们经常很多时候我们弟兄姊妹也在祷告赞美神啊，神啊，我赞美你。但是我们思想一下，我们很多时候我们是为什么事情来赞美上帝？
We also need to think about today. We often pray and praise God, and we have to think, why do we pray and give thanks to God?
啊，很多的时候我祷告赞美上帝啊，上帝，你这一次帮了我的忙，我赞美你。
Oftentimes we praise God for He has helped me.
啊，很多时候我说，哎，上帝啊，这个时候你给我想要的，我赞美你。
And oftentimes I say, God, I praise you for you've granted my wish.
这个时候我看见哦，这个人我早就看他不顺眼了，然后他倒霉了啊！上帝，我赞美你。
And I may say, oh, I don't like this person, and something bad happened to him, and for that I give thanks to God.
很多的时候，就像旧约的以色列人啊，我也会因为这些事情啊来赞美神。
And oftentimes I praise God for things like this.
但是我们知道，在耶稣降生的那天晚上，圣经说。忽然天使开始唱歌了，忽然天使开始赞美上帝了。
But we know on the night when Jesus was born, suddenly all the angels started to sing and praise God.
那么他们赞美上帝什么呢？
And why did they praise God?
他们赞美上帝的降卑。
They praise God for He humbled Himself.
这一次他们不是赞美上帝的大能啊，上帝帮助我们，上帝打败我们的仇敌，上帝给我们我们想要的。
They were not praising God for His power, not as if God helped us, God defeated our enemies, God gave us what we want.
他们赞美上帝的降卑。
They praise God for God humbled Himself.
创造天地万物的主宰，永生的真神。独一的真神居然成了一个婴儿的样子来到世界上。
The creator of the universe, the all-powerful God, became an infant and was born onto earth.
这个有时候我在想，要我来思想这件事情，我觉得难以想象。
Sometimes I feel that I couldn't imagine how this happened.
不能这样，不应该是这样，上帝你怎么能成了这样，不应该是这样的。
It cannot be, it shouldn't be. How can God be like this?
就像耶稣基督告诉他的门徒啊，他要去到耶路撒冷，要被钉死在十字架上，彼得就说，这个事情不应该是这样的，你是神的儿子，你是基督，你怎么要被钉在十字架上，绝对不可能这样的事情发生。
Just like when Jesus told his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and be crucified. At the time, Peter said to Jesus, No, it couldn't be so. You are the Son of God. You cannot be be crucified.
有时候我在想，如果我是天使，我知道上帝是怎样的上帝，我知道上帝的荣耀啊，在以赛亚书告诉我们，上帝的宝座，天使在那里眼睛不敢睁开，他们基路伯用翅膀挡住自己的眼睛，在上帝的荣光当中，那是何等的荣耀，何等的伟大，何等的神圣。
And sometimes I imagine if I am an angel, then I've seen God, I know God's glory, just like it's as recorded in the book of Isaiah, the cherubim, they have to cover their eyes with their wings.For the glory of God is so grand, they couldn't see.
但他们此刻看到，上帝像是在一个马槽里，上帝就用一块布裹着。
Yet in that moment, God was born in a manger.
上帝成为一个毫无能力的一个婴儿。
God became a helpless infant.
感谢神，我们教会有很多妈妈，他们刚刚上帝赐给他们自己的孩子，他们自己的小宝贝。
And praise God, in our church, many new moms, they just had new babies.
然后这些妈妈们很有信心，把他们刚出生的孩子带到教会当中来，要赞美上帝。
They all have great faith. They brought their babies to church to praise God.
好多弟兄姊妹看见，哦，这个小 baby 好可爱哟！咦，脸摸一下，咦，手摸一下。
And many brothers and sisters, they wonder at how lovely those babies are, and they can't help but touching those babies.
有时候我看到旁边就很着急，哎，我说，哎，弟兄姊妹慢一点啊，不要碰，那个我们手上有细菌的啊，不要碰。
Sometimes I'm worried about it. I want to ask them.Please don't do that, for you are carrying germs with you.
然后妈妈们很有信心，没关系，没关系啊！大家就摸一下，摸一下，碰一下。
And those moms are very strong in faith. They said, "Oh, it's okay, and you can touch my baby."
有时候我们会看见，我们看见我们的弟兄，哦，今天很帅，发型很帅，我就头摸一下，哎，好帅。
Sometimes we see our brothers and say, "Oh, you look so handsome today. Let me touch your hair."
我为什么不这样做呢？我为什么不会看到有一个弟兄，哦，头发今天剪得好帅，哎，摸一摸，摸一摸，为什么
？Why don't we do that？
为什么我看见一个婴儿，我就，哎，我摸一下，摸一下，为什么呢
？And why we feel it's okay for us to touch babies？Why？
哦，为什么呢？就是说，婴儿，我们觉得，我们所有人都可以去接近他，他没有能力保护自己，他没有能力反抗。他完全的被动，我们就可以去接近，我们就可以这样去对待他，好的对待他，甚至不好的对待他。就像耶稣降生的那个时刻，那个殿主就说，没有房子，你们就在马槽里生孩子。
And we feel that it's okay for us to get close to the babies for they are helpless, and sometimes we do good things to babies, and sometimes we even do bad things to babies because they are helpless.Just like in the Bible, when Joseph and Mary came to the inn, and the inn owner said, "We don't have room for you, and just go to the stable."
但是我们不会这样去对待一个成人，我们不会去啊，想接近他就接近他，想怎么对待他就怎么，我们不会对待一个成人这样。
But we will never treat an adult however we want.
因为他有尊严。
For he has self-esteem.
他有能力保护他自己。
And he has the power to protect himself.
我们觉得一个小 baby, 他有什么尊严？
But a baby doesn't have dignity.
但是在那一天晚上，天使看见的是，上帝，上帝，谁的尊严比上帝更大呢？
Yet, on that night, those angels see God. And who's more dignified than God?
但是上帝成为一个婴儿，任何人都可以去接近。
Yet God became an infant, so anyone can get draw near to the infant.
牧羊人可以去。
The shepherds could go.
陌生人可以去，不是以色列人，就是外邦人，陌生人都可以去。
Strangers can go there, even Gentiles.
这是上帝。但是在这个时候，有时候我在想，哇，怎么能这样？怎么能这样？这样荣耀的神、大能的神、至高的神，成为一个婴儿，不拒绝所有的人，所有的人就可以来到他面前， 他不抵挡不反抗任何的事情，所有的人就可以任意的对待他。我们知道耶稣马上他们就被赶走了，他们就开始逃亡了。
That's what God did. And sometimes I wonder, how could it be? How can the Most High God became like an infant? And we know that from the biblical account, soon after Joseph's family, they had to flee.
感谢神，在那个时候天使比我更认识上帝。
Thanks be to God, in that moment, the angels know more about God than I do.
天使没有说，上帝啊，你不能这样，你是荣耀的神，你要坐在你的宝座上，你不能成为一个婴儿来到马槽里，你不能这样。天使没有这样喊。
The angels didn't cry out to God, don't do this, you are the most high God, you belong to the throne, you cannot become an infant. The angels didn't say that.
天使没有像那个使徒彼得那样，当耶稣说他要去到十字架，彼得说你不可以去啊，你是神的儿子，你是基督啊，你怎么能死在十字架上呢？你不可以，这是不能发生在你身上。天使当彼得当时是这样喊的。
And the angels didn't behave like Peter did. And when Jesus said he's going to Jerusalem, and Peter said, No, you cannot go. You are the Son of God. You cannot be crucified on the cross.
当天使看见永能的神，至高的主宰，创造天地万物的主宰，居然成为一个婴儿降生在马槽里，天使在赞美上帝。
When the angels saw that the God Almighty, the creator of the universe, and he became an infant and was born in a manger, they started to praise God.
他们赞美上帝的降卑。
They praise God for he humbled himself.
上帝可以把自己降卑到这个样子，太伟大了。上帝可以把怎么可以把自己降卑成这个样子？上帝太伟大。
God humbled himself to such an extent. How great is our God?
他们在赞美上帝的爱。
The angels were praising God for his love.
这一次他们不是赞美上帝的大能，不是赞美上帝的创造，上帝的审判，不是的。
This time they were not praising for God's power, for his creation, or for his judgment. No.
他们赞美上帝的爱。
They were praising God for his love.
上帝爱这些罪人，这些尘土所造的人，上帝爱他们居然爱到这个程度。圣洁的神居然成了罪人的样子，而且成为最无能最无助的一个这么小小的一个婴儿的样子来到罪人当中，这是何等的爱。
And for the most holy God became like an infant and in the likeness of sinners and he came among the sinners. How could this be?
我小的时候我养过一段时间小宠物。
And when I was young, for a while I had a pet.
其实只有半天的时间。
I only had it for half a day.
那天我妈妈给我买一个小兔子回来，我一看啊，好高兴，然后我就出去找那些兔子可以吃的草，后来我就出去找。
And one day my mom bought a pet rabbit. And I was very happy, so I went out to find some grass to feed them.
后来中午的时候回来，发现那个兔子已经被杀了，已经做成了菜。
And when I came back around lunchtime, I discovered the rabbit was killed and it's cooked.
哭。
So I cried and cried.
但是后来还是蛮高兴的啊。
But later on, I was happy.
后来我就在想。我妈就说你有什么好难过的，你有什么好难过，这就是兔子。
And at the time my mom said, Why did you cry? It's just a rabbit.
后来我在想，上帝爱世人，上帝居然愿意成为人的样式。
And later I thought, God so loved the world, and he became like us.
所以我在想，很多时候啊，我有些朋友啊，很爱他的小狗，很爱他的宠物。有时候我很，你愿不愿意变成他
？And I see a lot of people they love their pets, and I want to ask them, do you want to be like them?
我相信很多人说 no.
Yeah, I believe that most people would say no.
上帝看到罪人在这个世界上面活在黑暗当中，但上帝却愿意成为罪人的样式来到人当中。
When God saw sinners living in darkness in this world, He's willing to become like this, the sinners and come into this world.
所以天使赞美神，这是何等大的爱，这是何等大的降卑，所以荣耀要归给神。
And that's why the angels praised God, for they witnessed what great love, how God humbled himself to such a great extent.
好，我们一起来读一处圣经，在提摩太前书三章十六节。
Let's read together 1 Timothy 3:16.
好，我们看到，我们一起来读提摩太前书三章十六节。大哉近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。这是奥秘。
It's a mystery.
我们好像可以知道，但是我们很难真正的理解。
Yeah, maybe we can know a little bit about it, but it's very hard for us to understand.
这就被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服。
The one was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world.
这就是主耶稣基督的降生，永生神，道成肉身来到世界上，成为人的样式。
That's the birth of Jesus Christ, the eternal God, God incarnate.Came into this world in human likeness.
当主耶稣基督降生的时候，天使将一切的荣耀归给上帝。
When Jesus was born, the angels gave all glory to God.
因为天使知道，上帝要成就他的救赎计划。上帝在创世以前设定的救赎计划，上帝他自己来到世界上，他要成就，他要完成。
For they knew God will accomplish His salvation plan.He made the plan himself, and he will accomplish it.
然后天使知道这救赎的计划完全是上帝他自己完成的，就像主耶稣基督在十字架上受死的钉死的时候，主耶稣基督最后说成了。
The angels knew the salvation plan will be accomplished by God himself, just like when Jesus was crucified on the cross, his last word was, "It is finished."
当主耶稣基督在十字架上成就上帝救赎的计划，成就救恩的时候，那时候耶稣的门徒都跑了。
When Jesus accomplished God's salvation plan on the cross, at the time all his disciples fled.
那时候耶稣没有一个帮助者，就是从人的帮助者一个都没有。
At the time Jesus didn't have any helpers among men.
道成肉身的神，他独自完成他所设立的救赎计划。
The God, God incarnate, He accomplished God's salvation plan by Himself.
不需要人的配合，不需要人的功劳。
It doesn't require any cooperation from man.
上帝独行其事。
God can accomplish it by Himself.
所以一切的荣耀是归给上帝。
So all glories have to be to God Himself.
天使没有说荣耀归给上帝，但是也感谢人，人很配合呀，人愿意信上帝呀，人也有一份荣耀啊。天使没有这样讲。
The angels didn't sing glory to God, but we have to reserve some for man, for they cooperated. That's not what the angels said.
我们是被动的相信，被动的接受。圣经说，若不是上帝先爱我们，我们没有人去爱上帝。
And our belief, our reception of God are all passive. And the Bible tells us, if it's not for God, nobody can believe in Him.
上帝从天上往下观看，没有人是义人，一个好人都没有，没有寻求的，一个都没有。
When God looked down from heaven, he said, there's no right, no one righteous, not even one.
所以上帝他要亲自来到世界上来拯救这些无法自救的人。
So God has to come into this world himself to save those who cannot save themselves.
所以一切荣耀归给上帝。
So all glory be to God.
当一切荣耀归给上帝的时候，也让我们人看到我们人的本相。
When we give all glories to God, we can see us for who we are.
我们救不了自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
如果我们救得了自己，上帝就不用来。
If we can save us, then God doesn't need to come.
或者我们如果能够有一点贡献，上帝就不用成为一个婴孩的样子，让所有的人可以去接近他。
If we can make even a little bit of contribution, then God doesn't need to be like an infant.
如果我们身上有一点点功劳，有一点点好的地方，上帝就没有必要代替我们，道成肉身的上帝代替我们被钉在十字架上受死。
If we can achieve just a little bit, then God doesn't need to come down and be crucified on the cross to save us.
所以一切的荣耀归给神。
So we have to give all glories to God.
我们能得救完全是上帝的恩典。
The reason why we can be saved is purely because of God's grace.
我们一起来读一处经文，是在以弗所书二章一节和第八节第九节。
Let's read together Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1, 8 and 9.
好，我们一起来读以弗所书二章一节起。你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。第八节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。所以一切的荣耀归给神。
So all glories be to God.
所以当耶稣基督降生的那天晚上，虽然耶稣只是一个小小的婴儿，但是天使知道上帝要成就他的救赎计划借着耶稣基督。
So on the night when Jesus was born, even though he was a helpless infant, the angels knew God will accomplish his salvation plan.
那么圣经也告诉我们，将荣耀归给上帝是一切被造物的被造的目的。
And the Bible also tells us the purpose of all creation is for us to be saved by God.
无论是属灵的被造物天使，还是物质界的被造物，一切的被造物人生物，
whether it's spiritual creature, the angelsor physical creature like us, like animals.
天使归荣耀给上帝。
And the angels gave all glory to God.
天使不是归荣耀给人，天使不是说啊，人你看你们多么尊贵，上帝都愿意成为你们的样子来救你们。
They didn't give glory to man. They didn't say, oh man, how great you are. God is even willing to be like you.
天使而是把荣耀归给上帝，上帝你应该得到一切的荣耀，人这样的渺小，人这样的卑微，但是你居然愿意成为人的样子来拯救他。
The angels gave all glory to God and they praised God saying, men are so insignificant, yet you are willing to be like them.
你的爱实在是太伟大。
How great is your love?
你降卑实在是太伟大。
And you humbled yourself to such an extent.
所以一切的荣耀要归给你。
All glory be to God.
那么圣经告诉我们，神所造的都是为他自己造的。箴言十六章四节。
The Bible tells us the purpose of all creation is for God Himself.
上帝造一切是为他自己造的，或者说为他自己的荣耀造的。
God created all things for His own glory.
其实这是非常简单的一个事实，我们造任何东西，我们不是为这个被造的，不是为他造的。
It's a simple fact. Whatever we create, we don't create for the creature.
我们为我们自己造。
We create for ourselves.
我们造一个电脑，我不是让这个电脑你自己在那里玩游戏，你自己玩得开心就好了。
We create a PC, we didn't say, oh, you just play the game by yourself. As long as you're happy, it's good.
我造一个电脑是为我用，我要用这个电脑。
I create a computer so I can use it.
圣经告诉我们，上帝造一切的被造物是为他自己造的。
The Bible tells us God created all things for himself.
上帝造天使为了让天使归荣耀给他。
God created the angels so the angels can praise him.
上帝造人为了让人归荣耀给他。
God created man so we can give glory to God.
所以当人犯罪的时候，我们圣经告诉我们，我们人犯罪是亏缺了神的荣耀。
So when man sinned, and the Bible tells us we fall short of the glory of God.
所以当人犯罪，圣经没有说啊，你伤害了别人，你偷窃了别人，你对别人不好，所以你是罪人。圣经没有这样讲。当然，这样的人是罪人，但是圣经的教导不是在侧重这个方面。
And the Bible didn't say when you sin, you hurt others, you steal from others, and you did bad things to others. The Bible didn't teach us from this perspective.
上帝说，人犯罪归根结底就是人呐、啊，你被创造，你就是应该归荣耀给上帝。但是你如果没有归荣耀给上帝，你就是一个罪人。
The Bible teaches us.The purpose of man being created is to give glory to God. If we didn't give glory to God, then we become a sinner.
诸天述说神的荣美，穹苍传扬他的手段，诗篇十九篇第一节。
Psalm 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands.
以赛亚书四三章二十节，上帝他自己说，野地的走兽都要尊重我。
Isaiah 43:20, the wild animals honor me.
主耶稣说，如果我们人不开口赞美神，连石头都要开口赞美神。
Jesus said, if we don't praise God with our mouths, even the stones will open their mouth to praise God.
我以前常常思想一个问题，为什么上帝把这一切都造得这么美？
And I used to think about it, why did God create everything with such beauty?
我以前就说，哦，上帝让我们享受嘛，我们看到这花花草草，我们看到这个果子，各样的果实，我们人很享受，很美啊，啊，很好啊。
I used to think God made all things beautiful so we can enjoy them. We can see the beautiful flowers and grass.
其实圣经告诉我们，不仅如此。
But the Bible teaches us.
上帝是把美物赐给我们，就像迦南的美物赐给以色列人一样，是的，但是不仅如此。
That's not all there is. And indeed, God gave us many beautiful things, but that's not their sole purpose.
所有这一切，上帝造这一切是要归荣耀给上帝。
God created all things to give glory to God.
我以前看到有一个新闻，就是现在人类创造一些可以下潜到海底很深很深的那个潜水的那个设备，很深到海底。
And I read a piece of news that we've created unmanned vehicle. You can submerge them to a great depth in the ocean.
然后人们在那里照一些相片，就是我们可以看到那海底很深很深的海底，有些生物非常的漂亮，它们的色彩非常的斑斓，哇，美得不得了。
And those vehicles took pictures, and we could see in deep, deep sea there were.Many different kinds of creatures. They were very pretty with all kinds of colors.
但是我就想，这有什么意义呢？因为在那个地方没有光线，光射不进去的，太深了，没有光线。
And I used to think how meaningless it is. For in deep ocean, there's no light, so nobody could see them.
这个颜色，这没有看不到，不是人任何看不到，没有光，那些颜色没有意义。
When there's no light, nobody can see any color. So having colors is meaningless.
但是上帝就是要把这一切造得这么美。
Yet God created all things beautiful.
为什么？归荣耀给他。
Why? To give glory to him.
上帝说，我就是有这样的能力，我就是最伟大的艺术家，我就是有最无穷的想象力，我就可以造这么美。一切荣耀要归给神。
God says, I have the power. I am the greatest artist. I have the greatest imagination. I created things in this way.
我看到一些那个太空望远镜拍回来的一些太空的一些照片，那些星云，各种颜色的星云，哇，简直美得让人窒息。
And I saw many pictures taken by the great telescopes, and you could see the galaxies, and they are so beautiful.
我就说这有什么意义？
And I ask, what's the meaning of this?
那又不能吃。
You can't eat them.
有什么意义？
What's the meaning of it?
归荣耀给上帝。
give glory to God.
圣经说了，穹苍传扬上帝的手段。
The Bible says all universe will sing praise about God's creation.
诸天述说神的荣耀。
And all heavens sing God's glory.
所有这一切一切被造物这样的美，这样的和谐，这样的精确，他要荣耀他们的造物主。
All creations so beautiful, so precise, they need to sing praise of their creator.
圣经在罗马书十一章三十六节告诉我们，因为万有都等于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
In Romans 11:36, the Bible says, "For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever." Amen.
以赛亚书四十三章二十一节，上帝说：“这百姓是我为自己造的，好述说我的美德。”
Isaiah 43:21, "The people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise."
好，我们来一起读一处经文，在彼得前书二章九节。
Let's read together 1 Peter 2:9.
好，我们一起来读彼得前书二章九节起。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，属属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。尤其是那些得救的人，那些被上帝所拯救的人，上帝说，上帝救我们这样的人，上帝的目的是什么呢？
And especially those who have been saved by God, we have to ask, why did God save us?
上帝不是说，哦，我把你们救出来，就是你们快乐呀，就是你们享福啊，你们吃好的，用好的，住好的，你们 happy 啊，就好了。
God didn't say, I save you so you can enjoy yourself. You just need to eat good food and have a good time.
上帝说，救你们出来有一个目的，叫你们宣扬那救你们的那一位，就是上帝的美德。
And God said, I saved you so you can declare the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
啊，今天很多时候就是一些哪怕一些认识神的人，一些重生得救的人，有时候我们都忘记了这一点，上帝为什么救我们。
And today, oftentimes, even those who have been saved forget why God saved them.
我们觉得，哎，上帝救我们就是要让我们快乐呀，就是让我们很幸福啊。
We think God saved us so we can be happy.
但是呢，不仅如此，上帝要让我们这些得救的人要归荣耀给上帝，要传扬上帝的美德。
But that's not the sole purpose. God saved us so we can praise God.
所以我们看，当耶稣降生的时候，天使唱第一首赞美诗歌，赞美耶稣降生的诗歌，第一句话就是荣耀归给至高的上帝，一切的荣耀归给神。
So we see that the night Jesus was born, when the angels started singing praises to God, the first sentence they sang was, "Glory to God in the highest."
第二句话说，平安在这地上归给那神所喜悦的人。
And the second sentence was, "On earth, peace to man on whom his favor rests."
平安这个词，圣经的教导和世人的理解很不一样。
Peace on earth, this verse, the teaching of God is very different from the teaching of man.
啊，有时候我们常常想啊，我们怎么样有平安呢？就是我们有足够花的钱啊，我就有平安。
And oftentimes we think, how do I achieve peace if I have enough?Financial security, then I will have peace.
啊，或者我的身体啊很好，我没有任何的疾病啊，我就有平安。
Or if I have health, I'm not ill, then I will have peace.
啊，或者我住在一个很坚固的房子里面，很好的房子里面，啊，我车库里有一个枪柜，里面有很多的枪，我就很平安。
Or if I live in a well-secured home, I have guns in my gun safe, then I have peace.
哎，在你看不到的地方，我还 conceal 的杠，我还有枪，你也看不到，我也很平安。
I even have concealed weapons.
这是我们世人所理解的平安。
That's the understanding of peace, from a worldly point of view.
但是我想问大家，真的平安吗？
But I want to ask you, do you have true peace?
那些住在最坚固的房子里面的人，他恰恰是最没有安全感的人。
Those who live in the most secure stronghold, they actually have the least amount of peace.
啊，那些每天想啊，我要让我的这个财务要安全，我要财务要自由要安全，每天想这些的人，他确实是在财务上面他是最没有安全感的人。
Those who are obsessed with financial security, they have the least peace.
啊，然后每天啊，我量啊我身体的各种指标，我看哎是不是正常，是不是正常？然后告诉自己啊，我身体没有任何的异常啊，我很健康。
And those who measure their health indicators every day, they want to rest in peace in those numbers. They actually don't have peace.
对，那么就像有人说，就是你可以买来食物，但是你却没有好，你不买不来好的胃口。
Just like someone said, you can buy food, but you cannot buy appetite.
啊，你可以买来最好的药，你甚至可以买来身体的健康啊，换器官呐、啊、什么的，但是你买不来。心灵的健康。
And you can buy good medicine. You can even buy a certain amount of health, for example, organ donation. But you cannot buy true health.
那么，你可以买来你的这些一些人来服务你，但是你买不来真正的忠诚。
You can buy service, but you cannot buy loyalty.
其实这个世界上真正最美的东西，我们最想要的东西，你基本都买不来啊，爱情。
Actually, most of the things that we actually want cannot be bought. For example, love.
青春，永远青春。
Youth.
然后人家说小孩子的微笑啊。
Children's smile.
所以很多世人所说的平安，它只是平安的外壳，平安的外表。
Worldly peace is often just an empty shell.
但是圣经教导的平安是人真正里面的平安，心里的平安。
But the peace in the Bible is the true peace in our heart.
耶稣对他的门徒说，耶稣说，我要给你们平安，这平安不是这世界所能给的。
Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I give to you. This peace is not the world can give."
但是很可悲的就是，有时候我们人追求的就是这个外壳，这个平安的外壳。
But sadly, oftentimes we just chase after the empty shell.
不是我们不想要平安里面的真正的内容，不是我们不想要，但是呢，我们要不到。
It's not that we don't want the true peace, but we cannot get it.
所以我们就去追求一些表面的东西。
So we only chase things, those superficial things.
奥古斯丁曾经说，上帝为他自己创造人，人的心只有在上帝那里，才会有真正的满足和平安。
Saint Augustine said, because God has made us for himself, our hearts are restless until they rest in him.
圣经告诉我们，上帝造人跟其他一切的被造物是不一样的。
The Bible tells us we are created different from all the other creations.
其他一切的生物，它只要有吃有喝，它就很满足了。
All the other animals and living organisms, if they have enough to eat, they are happy.
它如果有配偶可以繁殖后代，它就很幸福了。
If they have mates so they can reproduce, they are happy.
但人却不是这样的。
But not so for human.
你有吃有喝，你有家庭，你有一切。但是你总是觉得你还缺少什么。
And if you have enough to eat, you have a family, you still feel that there's something else you want.
你可能在一个所有人都羡慕的位置上面，哇，最好的公司，最好的地方，最好的城市。
Maybe you have a status envied by many. You work at the best company, and you have good wealth, and people want to be in your shoes.
在夜深人静的时候，你还会失眠。
Yet in the dark of the night, you may be sleepless.
你甚至还会哭。
And you may even cry.
很多时候都是这样。
And oftentimes it's like that.
你总觉得心里不满足，我到底想要什么，你却要不到。
You feel that you are not satisfied. There's something you want, but you can't get it.
圣经告诉我们，真正的平安就是神与人和好，人归回上帝才会有真的平安。
The Bible tells us the true peace is the reconciliation between man and God. Only if we are reconciled with God, we can gain the true peace.
圣经同样也告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。圣经告诉我们，神是全然圣洁公义的，神断不以有罪的为无罪。
The Bible also tells us, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and God is all true, holy, so if we are sinful, then God will not judge us righteous.
因为我们身上的罪，所以没有人可以回到上帝那里去，没有人可以跟上帝和好，所以没有人在这个世界上真正的能够离开上帝，但是他却有心里的平安，没有这样的人。
And because of our sins, we cannot come back to God. We cannot be reconciled with God. And as long as we are sinners, we cannot have the true peace.
我们一起来读一处经文，在路加福音一章六十八到七十节和七十六节到七十九节。那么这一段经文是主耶稣的开路先锋施洗约翰降生的时候，他的父亲是一个祭司。那么他的父亲被圣灵感动所说的一番话。
Let's read together Luke chapter 1, verse 68 to 70 and 76 to 79. It's a praise offered by Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist.
好，我们看到，我们一起来读路加福音一章六十八到七十节，七十六到七十九节，六十八节起。主以色列的神是应当称颂的，因他眷顾他的百姓，为他们施行救赎，在他仆人大卫家中为我们兴起了拯救的脚，正如主借着从创世以来圣先知的口所说的话，孩子啊，你要称为至高者的先知，因为你要行在主的前面，预备他的道路，叫他百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。因我们神怜悯我们的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。所以我们会看见，我们的人怎样可以得到平安，我们的脚怎样可以走到平安的路上呢？
So here we can see, how can we gain the true peace?How can we walk onto the path to peace?
就是第七十七节，我们要知道我们的罪得赦免了。
And the answer is in verse 77, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins.
我们要知道上帝拯救了我们，上帝赦免了我们的罪。
We have to know that we are saved by God and our sins have been forgiven.
这样我们才能走到平安的路上。
Only then can we walk on the path of peace.
我们知道，在施洗约翰降生的那个年代，那个时候以色列人是被罗马人非常残酷的殖民统治者。
We know at the time when John the Baptist was born, the Israelites were ruled by the Romans.
那么，但是这撒加利亚就施洗约翰的父亲，他没有说啊，上帝啊，你把以色列人从罗马人的统治当中拯救出来，这样我们以色列人就可以平安了。他没有这样讲。
Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, he didn't say, God save us from the rule of the Romans, then we will have peace.
他没有这样，他说，上帝啊，你让我们知道你赦免我们的罪，上帝，你让我们知道你拯救我们，这样我们才能有平安。
And instead, he said, God, let us know that you saved us. Let us know that our sins have been forgiven. Then we will have peace.
主耶稣基督说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。约翰福音十四章六节。
Jesus said, I am the truth and the life. No one comes to, oh, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
那么当耶稣降临的时候，天使报大好的信息，说今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
And when Jesus was born, angels said, Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
天使说，这一条拯救的 道路上帝已经预备了，这一个赦罪的恩上帝已经预备了，因为耶稣降临了。
And the angel said the way of salvation God has prepared and the grace of forgiveness of sins God has prepared for you。
我们看到我们怎样可以罪得上帝的赦免与神和好，我们一起来读罗马书五章十到十一节。
Let's read together Romans chapter 5 verse 10 and 11 so we can understand how we can be reconciled with God.
罗马书五章十节起，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既和好就更要让他 得救了。不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。所以我们与神和好是怎样？是借着耶稣基督的死，神儿子的死。
So our reconciliation with God is through the death of Jesus Christ, God's only son.
主耶稣基督的降生就是为了死在十字架上那一个时刻。
The purpose of Jesus' birth is for the moment he was crucified on the cross.
这对于主耶稣基督来说，这是非常非常沉重的重担，甚至可以说是一个非常残酷的神的旨意。对于主耶稣基督来说
，To our Lord Jesus, it's a very heavy burden. It's even a very cruel burden.
但是对于我们世人来说，这就是大好的消息。
Yet to us, humans, it's a great news.
主耶稣基督他来到世界上，他以人的样子被钉在十字架上，就代替我们罪人接受罪的刑罚，偿还我们的罪债。我们只要信靠他，我们在上帝眼中就不再是一个欠债的罪人了。
And Jesus came into this world in our likeness and he bore our sins. He was crucified on the cross to pay our debt. So thenIn God's eyes, we are no longer sinners.
我们在上帝的眼中就被称为义人，就与神和好。
In God's eyes, now we are considered righteous, and we are reconciled with God.
我们知道圣经告诉我们神就是爱。
The Bible tells us God is love.
圣经又告诉我们神是全然公义圣洁的。
The Bible also tells us God is all holy and righteous.
全然公义圣洁的神跟爱的神有时候看上去是矛盾的。
Sometimes we may feel that it's contradictory that God is on the one hand all loving, on the other hand all just.
就好像一个法官一个罪人，这个法官要彰显他的爱的话，他就要把这个罪人要放走。
Just like between a judge and the criminal, and if the judge is loving, then he has to let the criminal go free.
但是呢，这个法官的公义就不见了。
But then the judge forfeit his justice.
对于受害人来说就不公义了，你让罪人走了。
And it's not right toward the victim, for you let the criminals go free.
但是如果让罪人处死他，那有人家就说这个法官没有怜悯。
But if you sentence the criminal to die, then people would say.This judge doesn't have mercy.
这个法官没有爱。
And he doesn't have love.
但是这上帝他有至高的智慧。
Yet God has the highest wisdom.
他用他的智慧把他的圣洁公义和爱和谐的在一起。
In God's wisdom, his love and his justice are combined harmoniously.
他的智慧是什么呢？就是三位一体的神的第二个位格，圣子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上，以人的地位，以人的身份代替罪人，去在十字架上受死，接受罪的刑罚，受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
And what is God's wisdom? And the second person of the triune God came into this world in human likeness, and he went on the cross to bear our sins. So our sins can be forgiven and now we can be considered righteous.
一方面满足上帝公义的要求，罪人被刑罚了。
So on the one on the one hand, it satisfied God's justice, and the sinners are punished.
一方面彰显出上帝的爱，十字架上的爱，一切的罪人可以因着信靠主耶稣基督就罪得赦免，白白的得到这救恩。
And on the other hand, it manifested God's love. Now all the sinners can receive God's grace, and just by faith, their sins can be forgiven.
啊，我们再来读一处经文。啊，哥罗西书一章二十一到二十二节。
Now let's read Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 and 22.
21节起，你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。在这里我们知道，与自己和好，是与神和好。与神自己和好，大家要仔细看这个地方。
So here we have to understand, to be reconciled with himself means to be reconciled with God.
把你们引到自己面前，是把我们要引到神的面前。
And here, to lead us to himself, meaning to lead us to God.
有人误解这一节经文。
And some people misunderstand this verse.
有人说上帝的救恩就是让我自己接受我自己。
And they say God's salvation is for me to accept myself.
就像一个小偷，他说啊，我信耶稣，上帝拯救我。
Just like a pickpocket, he says, "Oh, I can be saved, for God saved me."
所以我就接受我自己，我就做一个小偷，我接受我自己，我跟自己和好。
I just need to accept myself. I reconcile with myself so I can continue to steal from others.
就比如说我是一个撒谎的人，我是一个骗子，但是我信耶稣，信耶稣之后上帝赦免我的罪，我就接受我自己，我就跟自己和好。
If I'm a liar, I'm a con man, God saved me means I just need to accept myself.
我就继续去骗人，这没有什么不好啊，我接受自己，我跟自己和好。
I can continue cheating others. There's nothing wrong with it, for I have accepted myself.
这是对福音彻底的误解。
And that's a total misunderstanding of the gospel.
上帝的拯救，上帝的福音是让人与神和好，不是让你自己去自我麻醉，自我麻痹。
God's salvation and God's gospel is to reconcile us with God, so we don't fool ourselves.
对，上帝的救恩不是说让我们接受我们自己现在这个有罪的光景。我就是个罪人吗？我跟自己，我还是爱自己啊。上帝爱我呀。上帝的救恩不是这样的。
God's salvation is not for us to accept us as sinners.
上帝的救恩是要让我们成为圣洁。
God's salvation is to make us holy.
没有瑕疵，无可责备，要让我们与神和好。
Without blemish, and so we can present us holy in His sight.
所以我们重生得救的人，圣经告诉我们，我们行事为人与我们所得到的恩典要相称。
So the Bible tells us, we who have been saved, and the way we behave has to be fitting.With our status.
你要像一个已经得救的人，你活得要像个已经得救的人一样。
We have to behave like a saved man.
不要继续活在罪中。
We cannot continue living in sin.
就像我看了一个小故事，就像一个小偷，他关在监狱里很多年，但是有一天他就放到马路上，他放出去了，从监狱里放出去，刑期满了。
Just like a story I read, there's a The man who used to steal, and he was put into prison, and later he's released.
然后他走到马路上，他总是浑身不自在，他总觉得别人在看他。
He's walking in the street, and he doesn't feel comfortable. He feels that everybody's watching him.
他走到商店里，他看到那个东西，他就要拿，他就不想付钱，他就想拿了就要走。
He walks into a shop, and he just wants to take stuff without paying for them.
他虽然已经放出了这个监狱，从法律上他已经不再是罪人了，但他还是活在一个罪人的生命当中，还是活在罪中。
Even though he's already released from prison and from law's perspective, he's no longer a criminal, but still he wants to live his old life.
当我们重生得救的人，我们得到的永恒的救恩，我们就不再活在罪中了，我们乃是新造的人。
But those of us who have been born again, who have been saved, we no longer live in sin, for we are a new creation.
好，最后我们一起来读一处经文，在罗马书六章二三节。
In the end, let's read Romans 6:23.
罗马书六章二三节起，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。感谢神，我们今天在这里纪念主耶稣基督的降生。
Thanks be to God, today we remember the birth of Jesus Christ.
独一的真神，道成肉身来到世界上，成为一个婴儿的样子，降生在马槽里。
The one and only God, the God incarnate, he was born in a manger.
天使把一切的荣耀归给上帝，归给上帝的降杯，归给上帝的爱。
The angels gave all glory to God, for he humbled himself, for he loved us.
天使也宣告，在这地上与神和好的人，也就是神所喜悦的人，就得着真正的平安。
The angels also proclaimed on earth peace to those who have been saved, those who have been reconciled with God.
我们在上帝眼中不再是罪人了，我们在上帝眼中乃是没有瑕疵，我们可以坦然无惧来到上帝的面前。
In God's eyes, we are no longer sinners. In God's eyes, we are without blemish. We can come to Him without fear.
我们怎样能够得到这新的身份、新的地位呢？因为主耶稣基督代替我们被钉在十字架上，受死，流出宝血，埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
How can we gain this new life, this new status? For Jesus was crucified on the cross, bearing our sins.He's crucified, dead, buried, and on the third day, he's raised again.
今天如果我们没有得到这真正的平安的人
，Today, those who haven't received this true peace,
啊，我们愿意此刻圣灵来到我们的心中，让我们能够心门被圣灵打开，让我们能够真正得着这平安，成为与神和好的人。
Today, I wish the Holy Spirit will come into your heart so you can open your heart and receive this true peace.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你，你爱我们，你爱世人，甚至将你的独生子赐给我们。
We thank you that you loved us.God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
让主耶稣基督代替我们这些犯罪的罪人。
You let Jesus Christ take our place, the sinner's place.
在十字架上受死，流出宝血。
On the cross, he's crucified and he shed his precious blood.
埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
He's buried and he's raised again on the third day.
我们求圣灵打开我们心里的眼睛，让我们能够看见神在十字架上的大爱。
We ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes so we can see God's great love on the cross.
我们此刻我们也看见，也思想主耶稣基督降生在马槽里所显现出来上帝何等的降杯。
In this moment, we also see that when Jesus was born in a manger,It showed us how God humbled himself.
愿荣耀，一切的荣耀归给至高的上帝。
May all glories be to the highest God.
愿平安也赐给这地上神所喜悦的人。
And may peace be to those God's favor rest.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.